I'm David Brancaccio. We have our communities and the rest of the world. There's a new estimate that the virus, the response to COVID-19, could wipe out half of all jobs in sub-Saharan Africa. Researchers commissioned by the charity Oxfam also warned the pandemic could push half a billion people into poverty in already low-income countries. As part of Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit series, let's talk to MIT economist Esther Duflo, who won the Nobel Prize last year and is focused on reducing poverty. Thank you for connecting.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's such an intense crisis in really just about every country now, but in poorer countries, there's more of an impetus of people to want to continue socially interacting because you need to keep the income coming in just to eat, and that makes it harder to battle the disease.
Exactly. There is no trade-off in poor countries between helping people to sustain themselves financially and getting the health conditions to improve. The two have to go hand in hand, because if you cannot assure people that they will be able to eat in the future, then it's going to be impossible for them to stay home. This is why one of the things that I've been recommending, and not I alone, but also the IMF, for example, is direct cash transfer to individuals. And it doesn't need to be a lot of money at one go, because in a sense, we don't want people to go out now, but we want people to be reassured that every week they'll get a little something until this crisis resolves, so that they can be confident that they can stay home and they won't starve.
There's so many levels to this. I mean, I was just seeing that remittances, this is where people who have emigrated to work in richer countries send money back home. In many cases, the remittances have stopped because of these lockdowns. That's going to be an added problem.
Yes, so that's why the governments need to take over with transfer to individual people. Because what happens in the poor countries is that if the poor don't have any money, they do not consume the goods that other poor people produce, for example, agricultural goods, so that those other poor people also will find themselves without any money. So what starts as a shock snowballs into a complete standstill for the economy, which would make it very difficult to restart once the health condition improves.
Now, your work has been honored for using real-world models to test to see if proposed economic solutions are doing what they're supposed to be doing. What is a model that might help the world get out of this COVID-19 nightmare?
So from the point of view of supporting the poor people, there is already a lot of evidence that direct cash transfers are effective and are not wasted and help people eat and survive and keep healthy. So what I was already advocating before, a little bit too late and a little bit maybe not loud enough, was that every government should have the infrastructure ready to be able to activate those transfers in cases of an emergency, something like a flood or a national disaster or something like we have now with the COVID. Unfortunately, not all countries are at the level of readiness that I was hoping for them to get to before the crisis, but I'm hoping that we will be able to get there very quickly, accelerate in countries that don't have it, such that we are in a position to step in with social protection.
I mean, ironically, even in one of the richest of countries, the United States, they are just figuring out a direct cash transfer, trying to use bank account information from our last tax return in the United States to get money out quickly to people.
And ironically, in the United States and in other rich countries, that's not the best answer. I think in the United States and other rich countries, the best answer would have been to directly pay the wage of the people so that people can not only get money, but also know that they are keeping their job. That's what was done in many European countries. And this is better than cash transfer to people because it gives people confidence that they are not in dire straits when things go back to normal. In the U.S., I don't know why we didn't go this way. That brings the much more complicated problem of getting the money on people's bank accounts. And that means that people are now unemployed, which brings all of the insecurity that is going to prevent them to, you know, start consuming and living again once it becomes possible from the pandemic point of view.
Esther Duflo is a professor at MIT and with Abhijit Banerjee and Michael Kremer won the 2019 Nobel Prize in Economics. Dr. Duflo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.